Microsoft's Surface Pro has become a popular option for two-in-one devices with the power of a notebook and portability of a tablet device. However, Microsoft is adding a new member to the Surface family. Joining me to talk about the Surface Go is Adam Pollington from Microsoft Australia. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Andy. Thanks for having me today.
No problem at all. Now, for anyone who hasn't yet heard about this announcement, what exactly is the Surface Go?
So, Andy, the Surface Go is the latest addition to the Surface portfolio. And in fact, it's our thinnest and lightest Surface device ever. And we believe that it provides the perfect balance between performance and portability. So we're thrilled to see it join the lineup of Surface devices that we've released over the last number of years.
Now, how do we categorize this? You know, it's obviously small, it's thin, it's light. Is it more notebook or is it more tablet or is it neither or both?
It squarely falls into the two-in-one category, undoubtedly. I think you do get the benefits of a tablet if you choose to use the Surface Go in that way, but it also has the benefits of all of the features and functionality that many of our customers would be used to, things like the type cover that can be attached to the device to give you that quality keyboard experience with trackpad. It also has touch, and you have the ability to use the pen if you're someone that likes to scribe or draw on the screen. So you do see a lot of those benefits of a two-in-one also coming through on the Surface Go.
So then what is the Surface Go suitable for doing? Is it for play? Is it for work? Again, a bit of both?
Yeah, look, I think what we've recognized is that people have different roles throughout the day. You know, we're at work, we're at home. If you're a student, you spend time at school. And there's kind of everything in between. And so we see Surface Go as really for people who are on the move, as I guess the name would suggest. It's a device that we think can adapt to people's dynamic lifestyles. And I think it extends well beyond consumers. I think if you think about the commercial space, we've seen recent studies indicating that 50% of workers will be mobile by the year 2020. And so if you think about a lot of those employees who are out on the front lines in the field, having a light device which enables them to also access the full desktop software applications is very powerful for commercial customers also.
On the other side of the Surface family, you've got the Surface Pro, and it is quite a light device, a very portable device. So how then does the, say, an entry-level Surface Pro compare to this new Surface Go?
Yeah, so I think the big difference is the Surface Go is actually a 10-inch device, which is significantly smaller than the Surface Pro today. And the Surface Go also weighs in at just over half a kilo. It's only 8.3 millimeters thick. So it's incredibly portable, incredibly lightweight, which is key for many consumers as well as those first-line workers that that we see out in the field today.
Okay, so apart from the size difference, does anything on the Surface Go work differently than on any other Surface devices, say, such as with Windows 10?
Well, again, that's one of the key benefits, I would say, of Surface Go over maybe some of the competitors in the market, is that the Surface Pro device does actually have, it powers full-featured desktop software. So it is running the Windows platform, Windows operating system. You are able to access popular desktop applications. From Microsoft, of course, Office 365 is very popular with students, with consumers, as well as our commercial customers. So the ability to activate and utilize those full-featured desktop apps on the device is quite a meaningful benefit on a device this small, this lightweight. So it would certainly call that out as a key benefit of the Surface Go.
And looking at the Surface Go, I guess, say, compared to a tablet device, pricing-wise, it sits pretty competitively?
Yeah, so that's certainly a point that we're also excited to tell the market about. I mean, this is the most affordable Surface device we've ever introduced. It's coming in at a starting price of $599, which is a step below absolutely the rest of the Surface portfolio. So tremendous value there for someone looking for a device that balances the performance as well as that portability aspect.
Okay, and so pre-orders have just opened up, but when can we expect to be able to get our hands on a Surface Go?
So for Australia and New Zealand customers, we'll be hitting the market on August 28th. And we have announced that an LTE version of the product will also be made available later this year. So stay tuned on that one. But August 28th for the Wi-Fi version.
Excellent. And where can we go for more info?
Well, if you're interested in buying or hearing more information for commercial products, you can absolutely inquire with our authorized Surface commercial resellers. And if you're a consumer looking for a product of that variety, our Microsoft store is a great place to go, as well as the websites of our big major retailers, JB Hi-Fi and Harvey Norman.
Excellent. Adam, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Oh, thanks so much, Andy.